My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are watching The Four Corners. It's been a long time.
You just ran the left!
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's my life, my time, my rights, my rhymes, my grind, my struggle, hustle, sweat, and my blood, too. A predator spells fear, not a lot, my competitors bless.
Oh, well, we're here with some pro wrestling talk. Hello,
yes.
Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
You know, I'm wearing the ace hat because I just can't stand the team already. So I just already gave up. It's hard. Really?
My shoulder hurts.
Really?
Some sort of capsule back here or something.
And on top of that, uniform news. The Mets have apparently leaked on Twitter. The City Connect uniform. Apparently, it's not true yet, but one of the Mets reporters talked about it.
Okay.
It looks like the Yankees jersey, but the Mets is the orange Mets, old Mets logo, the NY. And this guy has previously had some like reliable stuff where he's confirmed a lot of leaks before too. So if that's the City Connect uniform, guess what? Not buying it. I wanted the blue one that said Queen City on it or something.
Hello, little brother.
Yeah, this is literally what the state of this is. It's fine. That's all right. Listen, next season's here. And also, I'm just waiting for this weekend when the Ravens play the Chiefs in the best of seven series, right, for the Super Bowl. Is that how it goes? Right?
Yeah, Ravens pretty much.
Okay, good, right? So the season's not over yet for football. We still got the Ravens going to play the best of seven against the Chiefs, right? That Super Bowl didn't count. I'm really sad. But we got wrestling, so that was good. Otherwise, though, listen, that's enough of my rambling. How are you doing? You good, though?
I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Did you watch The Chamber? Did you get up in the morning to watch The Chamber?
I didn't. I watched it later.
I watched it later as well, too. But we'll talk about that. Now we're asking, where's Bert? We have no idea. I think he's still sleeping because he was going to sleep, like catching up on his sleep before The Chamber. I think he slept through The Chamber. So he's still sleeping. So but when he's back, he'll be back, too. I put down Four Corners with us, but who slept the whole week and missed The Chamber. And he's also missing the show, apparently, too. He might come back later. He might be here. We don't know, right? Who knows?
He might be stuck on a plane back from Australia.
That's true. Well, it'd be like R-Truth. He went to Austria.
Yes.
That's great. That was comedic.
I love it.
He didn't pull an AJ Styles, though, and went to The Chamber just to cause top tier heel work, by the way. Christopher Casey, thank you. Hi, guys. Menu is beef vegetable soup.
Oh, nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, cool. Need a little soup in there, too.
Randy Orton versus Logan Paul, me. And we'll get to that, too, because it's probably going to be potential something on there, too. Monitor, check out everything else, a review and preview. We got our Facebook page, which you're watching on here too, where we got your podcast. If you're on the audio, you can check out everything else. Rate the podcast, rate all the podcasts on here. YouTube channel, X, TikTok, all that stuff. Everything's down below. Very easy, so you don't miss a step here too. God, we don't just have us. We have a bunch of other shows on here, so don't just support us. Support everybody else too. Charles A. Sonders, hello guys. I stayed up to look at The Chamber also. Yeah. Yeah, no, the Chamber was something. This is what the state of wrestling is going to be. It's going to be all over the place now, I think. Like we said,
yep.
You're going to get the regular TV shows at basketball arenas and regular, but you're going to get the big four, I think, at football, baseball stadiums. But then you're going to get the other B-level show, not B-level, you know what I mean? Like The Chamber, Money in the Bank.
International.
Like going to be international, like Backlash and whatever, too. It's not the days where it was all in the U.S. or in Canada for WrestleMania and whatnot, too. Remember that? Remember those days? Where like Backlash was in Buffalo, WrestleMania was at Madison Square Garden, Elimination Chamber was at Kansas City. Like, no, now you're not going to get any of that anymore.
No. I wonder, are they ever going to do one at the Tokyo Dome?
There's going to be it's a good prediction.
Will there be any 5-star matches?
No, well, not from Dave Meltzer. Actually, you might put a 5-1.
It's,
a good,
it's
like,
in the Tokyo Dome.
That's a good, like, way too early 2025 prediction. I don't think it'll happen in 2024, but 2025, it would not shock me if they go to the Tokyo Dome. Or they'll probably be in Japan at some point. You know, I think definitely I can not confirm, but like I can put money on it that they will have something in Japan. Now, Tokyo Dome, maybe leading a year after that, you know?
I just thought of something wild that could happen.
What?
Given how this is trending.
Mm-hmm.
What if, follow me here.
Mm-hmm.
What if they do the Rumble at the Tokyo Dome, which is right around Wrestle Kingdom.
Because Wrestle Kingdom is in the first weekend of January.
Probably Rumble last.
They could do something like
that.
And
they could have people appear at Wrestle Kingdom and have New Japan people appear in the Rumble.
I think now with Triple H, we can kind of.
What I'm saying, though. Now
he'll work with it. He will let it happen, though, too. I think because like NXT, they had shows in Tokyo for Nakamura.
Yeah.
They had the one show. Remember Beast in the East?
Beast in the East, yeah.
That was a weird. I'm going to look at that card, actually, in a second. You know what? I'm going to look. What was it called? It was called Beast in the East.
Beast in the East. It was completely centered around the fact that Brock Lesnar was back in Japan for the first time since he was in All Japan right after he left.
That was such a, this is all right. So July 4th, 2015, by the way. Quick look at the card here.
Oh, Jesus. Was that long ago?
Dark match. Cesaro defeated Diego.
It was a random dark.
The Lucha Dragons defeated the New Day. They defeated the New Day. Big E and Xavier Woods.
Hmm.
Chris Jericho defeated Neville. That was probably a really good match.
Jericho versus Pac.
That was
years before.
That was probably a really good match.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Nikki Bella defeated Tamina and Paige for the Divas Championship.
Yep. That's a Japanese match if I've ever seen it.
Brock Lesnar defeated Kofi Kingston in 8 minutes. How was that longer than the WWE Championship match years later?
Damn it.
Finn Balor defeated Kevin Owens for the NXT Championship.
Okay. There we go.
I think this was I remember this actually when I think in Japan they gave them each like flowers before the match or something. Kevin Owens just took them and threw them into the crowd, which very Kevin Owens heel work. And the main event, you want to take a gander at what this main event was? For 23 minutes, this was a match. 23 minutes and 50 seconds. In 2015? I think you'll never guess this match.
In 2015?
Yeah, I don't think you will. I honestly don't think you'll get it. It was a tag match.
Did it involve tons of funk?
No.
Okay, because
I'll give you a hint on what this tag match was. It's
okay.
Well, I don't know if they were, but
it's wasted a bunch wrestlers.
Not wasted, but like random wrestlers throwing a tag team.
Do they ever or either side a tag team normally?
One side, the losing team, they were tag champions, or they were in tag teams, but they were never tagging together.
They were in tag teams, but weren't tagging together.
One on the losing end is a Hall of Famer.
One is a Hall of Famer.
Recent inductee in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And another one, you've been a fan of him, and you wished something changed for him at a certain event. And funny enough, the winning side had that one wrestler who you thought should have lost that said match. We've talked about this plenty of times before.
I'm sure we have. I'm going back at all the matches. It wasn't last week, was it?
No. Okay, nothing. So no, Brian. No. And one of the other members of the winning team is actually going to be mentioned on Golden Swap. That helps. This is just a fun thing of you guys trying to figure out the main event.
Okay, so I'm going to guess one of them's Dolph.
Yes, Dolph was on the winning team.
Was on the winning team.
Yes.
And I thought should have lost.
Yeah. This match versus.
Oh, who did I say?
We've mentioned it not as much lately, but in past we've talked about it quite a bit. I think actually I did it for, and I'll get to the Oz one later. Don't worry, I'm getting to it. It was a fantasy booking I did a while back. Someone did it, or maybe you did. Someone did a fantasy booking with this match.
With the particular match.
Yes.
That Dolph should have won.
No, not Dolph. Dolph, the other wrestler should have lost.
Should have lost.
Yeah, and the person on this losing team should have won that match.
Oh, okay. So there's someone on the losing team that should have won.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And coincidentally enough, yeah, well, Charles is... Don't look at the chat because Charles got it correctly. Yeah, this was this. And Kevin. I'm only here because Mike is my boy. Kevin reported. Jaylen Brown suspending him for the rest of the NBA season. And, oh, by the way, Kevin... The more Kevin talks crap about the Knicks...
Here we go.
I got the pen ready for the video that I'm making. All right. This, every time Kevin makes fun of the Knicks, the pen clicks because I'm writing it down.
Oh, my God.
I can give you another hint, Mike. Yeah, the person please. That should have lost the match, that team with Dolph Ziggler, I believe is your favorite wrestler.
Of all time?
In your top, I think he's in your top two or three.
Okay.
I feel like I think you have a lot of.
I really don't think it's Rock.
It's not Rock.
It's not Rock. Is it Cena?
Yeah.
Wait. They tagged Cena with Dolph?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a match that Cena...
Should have lost.
Should have lost.
Yeah. And the person...
Oh, wait! this was a match that, yes. Okay, so I'm thinking then that because the one that comes up into my head that Cena most should have lost in 2010, does the other side include some variation of Mr. Barrett?
Yes, it was King Barrett.
Okay,
Who was King Barrett's partner? Recent Hall of Famer.
Recent Hall of Famer?
Yes.
A
former WWE Tag Team Champion.
Okay.
With multiple different partners, actually. Now I think about it. I can name three off the top of my head. Four now, actually, I'm thinking about it. He had four different tag team titles.
Four tag team titles with four different partners?
Yeah, it was four that I know off the top of my head.
That you remember?
Yeah.
Not Edge?
No, not Edge.
Okay.
Although that actually kind of went...
That
Edge did have a lot of tag team partners.
He did, surprisingly. Yeah.
Hollywood Hogan was one of them.
Rey Mysterio was one of them.
That's right. That was his first tag team.
The SmackDown 6.
Oh.
The first non Edge and Christian.
That was a good era. The SmackDown 6 was a very good era.
God.
Come on.
I'm blanking on who's gotten into the Hall of Fame recently.
Oh, man. I'm trying to give another hint. I don't know if it's another hint.
Yeah, just tell me.
He was partners with X-Pac, The Big Show, Undertaker, Daniel Bryan.
Oh, I forgot he got in. Kane?
Yeah.
That is Dolph Ziggler and John Cena versus Kane and King Barrett.
Yeah.
Why?
We should do just like a live watch party of that match just one day.
Why? Yeah, exactly. Why? My question is this. Why is it a show called Beast in the East when Brock Lesnar is in the third to last match?
And has the, not counting the dark matches, the shortest time.
Right. Which is still longer than his eventual WWE title match.
Did he have a feud with Kofi at the time? No, right?
I don't think so. I think that's just a random match to have Brock face somebody.
This had to be more from... Apparently, this was actually... people had a lot of positive reviews from this show.
Well, my other thing is this.
Probably was a good show overall.
Probably is a good show. It just doesn't sound like coherent.
It was a glorified house show, I feel like.
Exactly. No, it that's what it sounds like. Because also... You've specifically made sure to have Prince Devitt defending his new title in Japan, and he's not the main event either.
No, he didn't defend it. He didn't defend it. He won it. Kevin Owens was champion heading in.
Oh, he won it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so even more so, you have him win a title the first time he's held a title in the new company.
Yes.
In Japan.
Correct.
And he's not the main event either. So you're bringing back Prince Devitt to Japan. He's not in the main event. The namesake of the show isn't in the main event. Instead, it's a mishmash tag match.
Yes.
Doesn't make sense.
Why do we talk about that? No idea. Clippers jerseys they're okay. The logo's cool, but they're the new jerseys.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Never seen a team debut a new logo rebrand in the middle of a season.
Are they wearing the new jerseys this year?
No, it's for next season because they're going to a new arena next season too.
That would be even weirder if they like just switched their jerseys midseason.
The Clippers have had more rebrands than conference finals appearances.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not even a joke. I'm not even like trying to be funny.
No. I know you're serious.
That's literally a legit thing since they moved to Los Angeles too.
After the show, let me tell you a baseball fact that is in this sort of the same vein of that.
You can say it now, honestly. Then we'll get to Golden Slot.
It's not PG.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, Rose versus Waller tonight. That's going to be tonight, right? That's going to be?
I believe so, yeah.
Grayson Waller, man. He's having a moment, right? Mike's boy. Mike's favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golden Swap. Let's just get into
Golden Swap. Yeah, let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
New Japan Golden Swap edition. Now what's Golden Swap? Intelligence of free TV, the Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and Dynamite.
It's like a legal disclaimer.
Anyway, so the first one, Matt Riddle, he wins the New Japan Pro Wrestling World Television Championship. Now, Mike, as per usual, I got some stats for you. So here's some stats. He defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi at New Beginning in Sparrow in night one. Tanahashi ended his reign at 50 days in one defense. Again, I love how Japan has that. Then they count defense if it's a successful defense. So this one didn't count towards it, obviously. So one successful defense. Now, this is Riddle's first title of New Japan.
Yes.
And Riddle is the third person to hold on to the belt ever. It's a recent title. Yeah. Do you know the first person to hold the belt? Do you remember? We talked about this.
Who Tanahashi won it off of?
Yes. We've definitely talked about this.
Yeah. It wasn't Kota, was it?
No.
Was it? It was a notable.
We know the name. We know the
notable
name.
Japan person.
Yeah.
Not
from Japan, but he's been in Japan.
But he's been in Japan for a lot.
I'll clarify on that one because I feel like people would be like,
it's not Anderson because Tanahashi would have had more defenses if so.
Mm-hmm.
Osprey.
Charles got it right.
Oh, Sabre Jr. Okay.
Sabre Jr. 365 days with the belt, by the way.
He held it for a full year.
Yeah, held it for the full year. First time ever holding the belt for a full year. We did not talk about it as much as opposed to Jade Cargill. But at the end, he had more legit matches with it, too. Interesting old Riddle, right? He's having a moment with New Japan, right? Listen, we said he'd fit in New Japan, right? He does. He fits kind of well with New Japan, too.
So the thing with New Japan is it benefits from the fact that he won't get annoying on the mic. He won't have it. There's not as much occasions for him to get annoying on the mic.
Yeah, he's going to have to just.
He's just going to wrestle.
Which is fine. He's good.
Which is great. That's what his. For me, he's not bad on the mic. It's just his delivery can get annoying sometimes.
It gets tiresome. I get what you're saying.
But his main thing is that he's like super athletic.
It worked with Randy, and I think that's it.
Right, exactly.
It has to work with the wrestler. Solo, that's what I'm saying. Solo, it worked in NXT, though. But like, again, with the team, it was a lot better.
NXT was different, right?
That's what I'm saying, too. So that's it with Matt Riddle. Second one, this guy sounds familiar. Nick Nemeth. Now, you probably wonder, who's Nick Nemeth? He looks kind of like Dolph Ziggler, right?
No, see, I thought that at first, but he looks more like one of those guys from the Spirit Squad.
He looks like Nicky. Yes, but he also looks like, remember Kerwin White? I don't know what happened to Kerwin White. The caddy he had?
Yeah, he does look like that, doesn't he?
Yeah, it looks very, very familiar. So Dolph Ziggler,
that's all the gimmicks, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. What'd you say?
That's all the gimmicks, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't remember if he had one before that.
So he wins the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship. There's a lot of titles now in New Japan. He defeated David Finlay at the same event, too. David Finlay ended his reign at 50 days and no defenses, and Finlay was the first champion, by the way, too. Yep. Fun fact with Mr. Nemeth now, I'm going to call him Ziggler still in my head. This is his first championship outside of the WWE umbrella.
Yeah.
And I'm also including FCW in the you count FCW in the WWE kind of umbrella, right?
Yeah, if they were if he was in a particular place as a developmental territory, like I know he was in OVW too,
mm-hmm.
with the Spirit Squad. I count that as the WWE.
Yeah, I count as the umbrella, but like the first championship outside of WWE.
That's wild.
We said it for a while, like he would have left, like even if said like years ago, he would have thrived. I think I think he could definitely have a chance now too. People say maybe because he's a little bit older, but you know, I'm interested to see what he does in Japan. And also now he's in TNA also.
That's a good fit. I like that.
It's
him and his brother.
Yeah. But just so like at least for both of them, I'll ask, how long do you see them both holding on to the belt? You think they're gonna have the Americans hold on to the belts for a while? Especially both former WWE guys.
Yeah. I think they'll hold on to it for a little bit. I think they'll get each of them will get at least a couple successful defenses.
I think so. Who's going to, I think Nemeth or Ziggler. I'm going to keep saying Ziggler. I know Ziggler Nemeth.
It's Edge. It's
yeah. I think he might hold on to the belt longer. I feel like.
Yeah. I think Riddle won't hold on to it as long.
Yeah. They're both brand new titles. I'll remember this is the year. Mm-hmm. Both these belts were brought in into the new year last year too. So again, Japan kind of retired some belts, brought some new ones. I think cause the US belt and the IC belt are done.
Right.
Which is good, though. We don't want to have the same name for all these companies. They made new ones, which is the television and the Global Heavyweight Championship one. So it's interesting, though. I want to see how this all kind of works out for both. Which, again, it's just weird to me.
Yeah, I think it's trending in the right direction.
Yeah, we'll say, Curran White. Yeah, Curran White was Chavo, apparently. I just found this out, by the way. No, he was the Gobbledygooker. No, it wasn't the Gobbledygooker. It was his... Who was the Gobbledygooker again? Hector Guerrero?
It was his uncle.
It was uncle. The Gobbledygooker was a great time too. Top 10 athletes that connote Thanksgiving. But no, some interesting golden swaps, some New Japan edition golden swaps. Got some pay-per-views. We're going to talk about TNA's No Surrender that happened this past weekend, as well as Elimination Chamber. And we'll preview our favorite company, AEW Revolution, where it's host of Sting's final AEW. I don't know. He's going to go back to, I don't even know anymore. Let's get the TNA one out of the way. The card is down below. You guys want to talk about it too. Mm-hmm. Pre-show matches, get them out of the way, right? The Rascals defeated Speedball Mountain. You know who Speedball Mountain is? Mike Bailey and Trent Seven. Mm-hmm. In the second pre-show match. The System, Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers, defeated Intergalactic Jet Setters, which is Kevin Knight and Kushida. Good tag.
Woo!
Yeah, good tag pre-show match. Nothing really to write home about, though, right? I'd say. So, opening match, Eric Young defeated Frankie Kazarian to become number one contender for the World Championship at Sacrifice. And every time I think of Sacrifice, I just think of Scott Steiner's promo.
Yep.
It's just every time I read that, and I'm like, I just immediately went to Scott Steiner's promo. That's all
it was. It's like Victory Road is Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
More fun. We don't have fun here. This is pro wrestling.
But I read this and I thought Eric Young was still in WWE, to be honest. I thought he resigned and like did like a not backstage. I thought he was like there still. Like I know he left.
Well, it was rumored for like a year that he had resigned and they were just waiting to do something with him. And
yeah,
then
I was confused.
Then he just showed up at TNA.
Yeah. So, well, if you put him in, would you put him in like one of the TNA like legends or like one of the TNA like greats?
He's a TNA original.
That's when people say TNA back in the day, like I associate with Eric Young as one of them, right? With the amount of Guinness he had too.
Well, the thing is, it's amazing to me to think back to like mid-2000s TNA and realize how much of like a comedy character he was compared to
what he was at NXT.
And what he wasn't, well, yeah, especially what he was in NXT in the main roster.
Yeah.
But even now in TNA, he's become so much of a main event player. It's honestly awesome to see.
No, yeah, it just shows that literally like people say, oh, you're stuck with a gimmick for life. Not necessarily. Most of them, yeah, but there's a couple of examples where it doesn't be the case.
Do you remember what his major like gimmick in like 2006 was in TNA?
Wasn't it Super Eric?
Besides Super Eric, it was before Super Eric.
Was he part of Team Canada with like Bobby Roode?
Or he was part of Team Canada after Team Canada, but before Super Eric. His whole thing was he was afraid of his pyro.
Oh, I remember
that. His pyro would go off every time he entered and he'd like roll down the ramp.
Yeah, I remember. Oh my God.
That was his whole gimmick.
I remember that now that you mentioned that. I forgot about that.
And now he's like a tattooed hardcore psychopath.
Yeah, no, look at his look what he looked like in TNA in his early days. He had like no tattoos, no nothing. Like had like
blonde hair
and everything. Now he's like close to bald. He had a little hair here and there, bald, no beard sometimes, but tattoos all over too.
Yeah.
I think about a sanity run NXT. That was a good run. Not the TNA run, but it was still a good run. I want him to go at Sacrifice as Super Eric.
Super Eric.
Bring
Christopher Daniels back as Curry Man.
I sent you the video of his intro theme, right? It's so bad. It was such a weird. I never really looked closely at the costume he had for the ring gear for Curry Man. So bad. It's really bad.
Yeah, dude.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's literally making fun of like every Japanese, like the stereotypical Japanese commercials.
So bad. Next match here, the World Tag Team Championship, ABC, defeated Grizzled Young Vets. And this is the final match of the best of three series, too. Grizzled Vets, listen, they left NXT. Now they're going around in TNA and whatever, too. It's good for them, though, because I think they were always a solid tag team. I just feel like they never connected kind of with the NXT crowd, I feel like. At NXT UK, they did, no doubt.
Oh, for sure.
But, like, I think once they came with NXT, like, they didn't click, I think, with the crowd as much.
They used to be in a cult.
Yeah, they were also
in a cult.
That's weird. Wrestling's weird. It really, honestly is weird.
But I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they're getting the opportunity to be used more in a tag division.
Yeah, and it was the final match in the best of three, so they like been able to get they're getting into more matches or whatever too. And again, compared to ABC, who are still the World Tag Team Champions, I feel like whenever we do TNA pay per view stuff, it's always ABC.
They're
competing for it, or they are the actual champions heading into.
Either win it or defend it successfully. But yeah, it feels like they win every time.
No in between. Next match, Mike's two favorite wrestlers, PCO, defeated Khan by disqualification.
Do you know who Khan is?
Who is it again? I don't even know.
Remember the Ascension?
Oh, Connor.
It's Connor. Yeah,
oh,
it's
my
Connor.
God. That name did look familiar too for a second. Mike's two favorite wrestlers in one? PCO and Cons. No. I honestly didn't even watch that match, too. I watched the highlights of the other ones, but I didn't, like, fully watch everything from one by one. But, again, we just talk about it here.
I didn't need to watch
it. especially this one. The Knockouts Tag Team Division, MK Ultra defeated Decay. We got a title change here. I think this is the only title change. Well, one, the main event, which we'll get to, too. And we'll get to one in a little bit, too. Did you know Simon Gotch was wrestling?
I saw that. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember him.
Josh Alexander defeated Simon Gotch. The one thing I just associate with Simon Gotch is just his rip apart of Enzo.
Yes.
That whole thing that he, like, just shoot interview. Like,
it's that where he just didn't hold back.
Yeah, like, literally the whole time, too. But, like, I looked at it and, like, yeah, Enzo was Enzo, whatever, too. But also, Simon Gotch is kind of a a-hole, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
I get I got the vibe from it a little bit.
Stuck up.
I don't understand. Like, he's not into the whole. I saw he did the thing. Someone reposted the video on TikTok, and that, like, the full interview. And I watched it again just for the hell of it, because it's funny to me. And he said he was never into the gimmicks or whatever. And someone commented, says he's not into the gimmicks, was literally a vaudevillian in WWE.
Yeah.
And
has continued to style his hair and mustache
like the vaudevillian stuff
and gear like the vaudevillian stuff.
Vaudevillian was an underrated tag team in 2016.
It was.
They really were. Aiden English underrated too as well.
So. That whole NXT roster is very underrated.
It was a good era of NXT that we need to bring back. We need to bring that back.
Oh, I miss that Balor so much. I miss that Balor. That Balor, that Corbin.
Apollo Crews too. We didn't have a title, but he was good.
Owens, Zane, what?
Oh, so it didn't have a title, Cruz, but, you know, was still a big part of it.
Still good. No, Apollo Cruz was good. That Sammy and Kevin.
Tyler Breeze.
Fandango.
Yeah. Who else was it? The Ascension, too. You know, they were also getting a lot of good tag teams that whole run, too. What a good time it was. The World Tag Team Championship. Moose defeated Alex Shelley in a no surrender rule match. Now, Mike, what's a no surrender rules match?
No disqualification match.
Now, what's a disqualification match?
An anything goes match.
What's an anything goes match?
False count anywhere match.
What's a false count anywhere match?
Extreme rules match.
What's an extreme rules match?
No holds barred match.
Oh, thank God you said, because I was waiting for you to say that one too. What's a no holds barred match? No disqualification.
You can do anything match.
You could do anything match. It's literally a no rules. It's a no rules
rule. We're back around.
No surrender match, too.
A no surrender match.
Moose. Actually, I saw Moose being interviewed by Chris Van Vliet, and he was asking Moose his TNA Mount Rushmore, and like, he's like, no, it's easy, this. And Chris was like, would you ever consider putting yourself on there in a couple of years? And Moose said, no, I wouldn't do that. And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, honestly, in a couple of years, if he's going the way he is now, he could be in the conversation.
He could.
Like, I actually thought about it. Like, I'm like, he could potentially be in that conversation if he.
The thing is, and we should do this on here sometime. I almost separate it between two different times. I would almost create a Mount Rushmore, like, before Global Force Wrestling and then after.
How about an actual Global Force Wrestling?
There wasn't one. It wasn't around long enough.
It was 2 weeks. No, definitely, if it was an Impact Wrestling, Mount Rushmore, I would put him on there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I think he may make it now, if not in a couple of years, if this keeps up. With the post Global Force Mount Rushmore, it's hard for me to put him, because I look at old TNA, like mid 2000s, early 2010s TNA, where you're looking at, like, your Angles, your Styles, Christopher Daniels, Kaz.
I'm just saying Jeff Jarrett,
Christian Cage. Rhino, Joe.
Jim Cornette. Eric Bischoff. Hulk Hogan.
No.
Ric Flair.
No. We're straying.
Kevin Nash.
We're straying too far.
Scott Steiner.
No.
Oh, man.
No. See, it's gone too far.
You just made the list.
Well, that one,
well,
too.
You will have made the list.
I will definitely have made it. Remember when Jericho was going to go to TNA? Apparently, it was a thing. Like, when his contract was up at one point, he was almost signing with TNA.
Oh, in WWE?
Yeah, and he almost used it as leverage for WWE to give him more money, too.
Yeah, and I think, isn't there a story Vince was like, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but then they ended up giving him more money. They had, like, a promo package ready for Jericho in TNA. Yeah. I think about that now. What if Jericho was in TNA?
Man, what year would that have been?
I think that was around 2006 or something like that. Ooh. Like, or 2000.
He's in, he's in with like Angle, and
he would have been the main event Christian. Mafia. He would have fought against Jeff Jarrett.
Oh God, he would have been. We would have gotten Trunks and Suit Jericho a decade sooner.
Yeah, Trunks and Suit Jericho was that's an underrated era of Jericho too.
Yes.
Let's see, the Knockouts World Championship. Jordan Grace defeated Giselle Shaw. We figured Jordan Grace would retain. I see Jordan Grace going to hold on the belt for a lot longer. I feel like I don't see anybody in Impact. The Knockouts is going to take over.
They let her be in the Royal Rumble with the belt. She's going to hold on.
Yeah, for a while. But the main event here. Mustafa Ali, returning in wrestling, wins the X Division Championship against Chris Sabin. Had a post-match saying this is his first major title in wrestling, too, or like world title, too. Oh, so I thought it was like the first, like,
yeah, no.
Like, I thought it was like the first, like, main event title in there, but it's like his first overall title, too, in all of wrestling, too. That's crazy to think about. Ali's doing it for a while, by the way, and he's never won a title. I forgot. I thought he won the Cruiserweight title at one point in 205.5. He never did.
No, he was always always been the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Ooh,
he's like always that. Competed for the title or been in the conversation for it, but never won it.
Like with Money in the Bank, even the WWE Championship for a little bit too, but then had to be replaced by Kofi Mania, whatever too. What'd you think of Ali winning the X Division Championship? I think it's good for him. I like that. No, definitely good for him. I'm happy for him. He's very good in the ring. I'm a fan of his work. I wish he did more, not on fall on him, but I wish WWE used him better. You know what I mean? At least get him more.
I think the SmackDown Hacker had potential with him.
Oh, we talked about that. There was something.
And Retribution, for honestly.
There was something they could have done with that.
Yeah.
I think what he did in 205 Live definitely kind of made him be like, you know what, this guy could be like doing well on the regular roster too. But I think they had the... You think the Hacker would have worked if there was a crowd?
I think the hacker works. No, I like the Hacker without a crowd because it's a face sitting at home in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, true.
There's a lot with all the screens around you. There's a lot you can do with it.
Yeah,
I think they let it go too long.
That's what it is too. I want to say
no one cares about that he's hacking SmackDown anymore after month six.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at the crowd going in, like not the crowd, this team, Retribution, going there, destroying the ring and whatever. I think it would have worked better in with the
crowd.
That
works better with a crowd.
That's why I'm saying I want to see how it would have worked with the crowd, you know?
Yeah. I like starting it as the SmackDown Hacker in the Thunderdome, knowing that at some point you're going to have a crowd back and waiting to do Retribution until then.
They should have waited maybe until the end of it when they knew maybe that they're going to have the regular fans back.
Yeah, once you start getting, start doing the SmackDown Hacker once you get a feel that you're getting ready to transition from the Thunderdome back to crowds.
Yeah, could have worked.
So you can have like a month or two of the last month or two of the screens and all that with the hacking, and then debut Retribution as soon as you get a crowd back.
It could have worked. Do you think Ali's going to ever do option C with the belt? I feel like out of all rest, I could see him doing it.
I could see him doing it. I think it's going to be a while.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think they're going to do it right away, but I feel like they could do. They're going to, with his character and how he is, I think it would work with him perfectly.
Now, does he win? That's the other question.
I don't know. Does he beat Moose? Because if it's right now, it's Moose.
If it's Moose,
you know, but depends on who Moose faces next, you know. Yeah, you're right. I think it'd be a while. It'll be a while.
I could see him doing it on Eric Young.
So the next
more than Moose.
So do we have Eric Young beating Moose at the next pay per view at Sacrifice?
At Sacrifice,
does he have a 33 1/3 chance?
He does have a 33 1/3 chance.
Ollie could cash in during the match, make it a triple threat, and then it'll definitely be. Good. A 33 1/3 chance.
You're gonna have him run down the ramp like Seth did.
Do they want to copy that long ramp? Do they gonna copy that exactly? They could do something along the lines like that, I feel like.
You could. He's got the hair for it.
Yeah, but no, don't doesn't option C they have to plan it ahead of time. They can't do it like Money in the Bank.
They have to announce.
So maybe probably like the day before or something, or maybe like as the match starts, you know, like then they could say it's now or something like that or something. I don't know.
Right, just as the bell's about to ring.
Yeah, have like, you know, come out and be like, you know, have Jim Cornette come out. You know, I don't know. I'm just putting Jim Cornette in there. I just want to see him back in
TNA now.
I want to have the Jim Cornette run back in there too.
Yes.
Why the hell not? But those surrender, pretty solid show. Let's get to the next one here. The Chamber, the one that we did not wake up for. We watched a little bit after too. Elimination Chamber, only was it four matches, one on the pre-show. Women's tag match, the Kabuki Warriors defeated Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell too to retain. I expect them to retain here too. It's nice that they got on the pre-show. Nice to get the women's tag titles on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I wish it was on the main card. You know,
I do,
was,
I do too. But yeah. I'll take what I can get at this point.
Take what you get with the women's. Listen, I trust Triple H. Well, he'll make it work, right? Maybe exactly. I don't.
Maybe, maybe I don't know. We'll see.
Becky Lynch last eliminated Liv Morgan to win the women's elimination chamber. Now Becky Lynch will face Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Mike, we kind of picked it that Becky would win this one. I know we wanted Liv to win, but I think it's working with her character, like you said, of Liv like being just like close. I think she last eliminated in the Women's Rumble, right?
Yep.
And she was now last eliminated in the chamber.
Last eliminated in the chamber.
She's going to have a title opportunity at some point, though, right?
I would think so, yes, and I feel like she's got to have a Mania match.
Oh, no, who's she going to face in Mania? Are they going to do? I mean, they could do like a regular, because I feel like now they're doing the more women's matches that are on the card, and it's not going to be just for titles anymore. They're going to do something else too, right? They got to have.
But who?
They went to Jade Cargo, right?
No.
You want to save her? I want to save her for after Mania.
I'm trying to think of like who she's interacted with.
You can't do a women's battle royal like the Andre the Giant. They got rid of that, and I'm glad they got rid of that now, because you kind of saw that it just never worked.
No, because that just always reminded everybody of Miss WrestleMania, and Santino was the only one that.
And it started off when they called the Fabulous Moolah Women's Battle Royal.
Yeah, and then didn't work out.
Yeah, well, then they really changed it in like a week.
Mula was not the nicest person, apparently.
Which I didn't know much about, honestly.
No, nope, neither did I.
I didn't know, and I'm like, because I always thought like her and Mae Young were like legends in wrestling. I thought, like, you know what I mean? Like, I assumed like, oh, yeah. Mae Young Classic, or if I was Mula. Then I read about it, I'm like, oh wow, I did not know anything about this. Yeah, we should definitely change that too.
Yeah, we should definitely,
But no, put in the tag titles?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. I put her in a regular singles match. Why not? She's gonna, and I think maybe the next game should definitely have a title chance, I feel like.
Yeah, so they seem to be building to her facing Rhea for the title at some point.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Which would make it imagine that Rhea's beating Becky at Mania.
Yeah, you think Rhea's going to... Yeah, she's going to hold on the belt for over a year, I feel like. They're going to do that with her. Which definitely she should, because it's working well.
Yeah, Becky doesn't necessarily need it. I like the marquee matchup of Rhea and Becky at Mania, but Becky doesn't need to win the title. Rhea, I think, still needs to hold the title. I think Rhea needs to hold the title through whenever they break Judgment Day up.
Yeah, I guess the best one. I don't know if they're going to break up anytime soon. I don't see it happening anytime soon. I know,
but my concern is that it's going to run its course. We're going to over.
Yeah, but I don't know when. I think it's still good right now.
I think Dom needs to stay with her. Through the breakup.
Dom.
Mommy.
So, I don't want to do that. No, we're not going to talk about this right now, too. Give shout out to Tiffany Stratton. She did well in the chamber, too.
Yeah, and everybody loves her.
Yeah, she got over with the crowd very quick.
They chanted, "We want Tiffy" in the men's one.
Yeah, that's something where Triple H would be like, all right, maybe we got something with. And she was good. She was good at NXT. Like, we talked about, like, she was, like, really good. I thought she was going to, what? Me?
No.
What?
That's who it is.
Who?
It's Liv and Stratton at Mania.
Oh, you could do that.
They've been the ones.
You could do something like that, too.
Liv eliminated her.
Yeah.
And then Liv was the one that attacked her when she showed up on Raw last week.
Yeah, you could do so. You could do match. Again, with that crowd. With that crowd reaction, Triple H's going to be like, all right, we might get something here with Stratton, too. So.
Right. Then that's your, it doesn't really matter who wins. Both of them are over.
Women. Yeah, and like you get, they got on the card for not a title.
Right. Right, you don't just see a good lot. Match, no one will care.
Which you don't see a lot in Mania. Now you're seeing it more, but back then, remember the women's matches they just had for the title. Exactly. You never really had multi women matches until recently.
No, and it would, and if there was, it was a tag match, and it was just a catfight tag match that lasted like 5 minutes.
No, like really think about it. Even like 2017 WrestleMania 33, just for the titles. 18, just for the titles.
Right.
2019, the tag women's tag titles and the titles.
And the titles.
I think maybe last year there was one without him, but like very recently you're seeing him, which is good, honestly. Perfect. I think you could do that now. So
that's absolutely good,
we probably will see it now with two nights. You can definitely do something along the lines
for
like
sure.
This was a good one. The Judgment Day defeated the New Catch Republic to retain the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Wow. Wow. I watched this from start to finish. Wow.
Tell me those four aren't fantastic wrestlers.
They are fantastic. And I always knew Damian Priest was great, but he just looked a lot better than I expected in this tag match, too.
As the last couple of years have gone on, since I saw him in person here, I have become a bigger and bigger fan of him because for his size, he moves
That's
fantastic.
I liked him when he was Punisher Martinez back in the Ring of Honor days, whenever when he went to NXT. But like, yeah, he was always like this big brawling bruiser. And now you realize now, I'm like, oh, this guy can like move around with Bate and Dunn. Great, he's called Pete Dunn now. And Balor. Like, he's like, this is just such a good, like, this is just perfect, yeah, tag team.
Especially wrestling at their ages. These guys are, none of the four of them are, well, Dunn kind of is, but
no, Bate's young. Bate's young.
Is Bate young?
Yeah, Bate's younger than us, I feel like.
I thought Bate was like 30.
No, Tyler Bate was like the youngest champion in WWE when he won the UK championship.
Hold on.
He's 26.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he won that title at 19?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he's I think
good for him.
I don't know, I think Pete Dunne's older, I think. Or Butch.
Dunne might be our age.
Or Butch.
Butch.
No, he's 30. He's Pete Dunne. He started.
Is he 30? Wow.
Yeah.
See, I had it flipped. Yeah.
And what is Damian Priest? He's like what? Like he's
Priest is like 41.
We talked about this, right?
Yeah. 40, he and Balor 40, are both
41.
I think he and Balor are both in their 40s.
42.
42. Yeah, and he'll be 43. Balor will be 43 in July.
I know. I think. What didn't Balor get injured too? Right.
Yeah.
I think, did we have any announcement on them though? Like, he should be, you think he's, is he fine? I don't know what's going on with that.
I think he's okay. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when they're going to drop the belt. So I think Bate and Dunn got to be champions next, right?
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like they should be.
They should be, because like that match was just incredible. That was just a really, really good.
Let's see.
It's perfect.
Thumb injury tech-y during the match, but reassured fans that the situation appeared to be under control. We had Finn Balor, who at the end of the match holds up his hand and his thumb is bleeding like crazy. And man, he sold that thing big. And we weren't sure if he had broken his thumb or cut it open or whatever. But apparently, whatever it was, he's all right. That's what Brian Alvarez said.
I truly think, though, like if you haven't, even go check out that match, because that was just like the match to definitely you
gotta check out and watch. It's phenomenal.
That was like perfect tag team wrestling, which I think we're missing a little bit. It's phenomenal. And speaking of phenomenal, well, he wasn't in the match, but he technically was there. Drew McIntyre last eliminated Randy Orton to win the Men's Elimination Chamber, and he will face Seth Rollins WrestleMania. Water's wet. We kind of knew, right? It was still a good chamber match, though. Was it one of the better chamber matches in history? It was good, but it wasn't the best.
It was good.
The Big Daddy V one was the best one, in my opinion.
Yeah, of course. it served its purpose.
Yeah.
Its purposes. It had multiple purposes this year.
Yeah, and everyone looked good in it too. Not like everyone looked bad. Everyone looked good. Logan Paul, I give credit for. He's doing. I mean, classic heel work, by the way. Punching Orton. That quick shot of him putting on the knuckles and Randy Orton RKOing him was just great. I love that. And Logan coming back and punching him. We thought it'd be Owens and Paul, but do you think it'd be Logan Paul, Randy Orton at WrestleMania?
Well, I think it's supposed to be Owens and Paul.
Yeah, but do you think they're gonna put Orton involved in this?
They might. They might go triple threat.
You think so? Well, you think Orton will win the U.S. belt?
No.
You think it'll be Kevin, right?
No.
You think Logan retains?
I think Logan pins Kevin.
Oh, I think he's going to retain the belt?
I don't know.
But I like, also I liked Paul dueling on the pod.
Oh, the horns. I love that.
And then that's Kevin awesome. Owens just like...
He is good. He's very good. Again, I don't even consider him a celebrity anymore.
No, I honestly, I'm starting to not put him in the celebrity category. And I think he's like not full time, but like I consider him like a superstar now. Like,
but like at the same time, it's like he's, if we're not, if we consider Brock.
Who?
When,
who?
If we consider redacted.
Bork Besner.
Bork Besner. Mm-hmm. Okay. If we consider John Cena.
Yeah.
Still a full, like a wrestler. Mm-hmm. Member of the roster.
Yeah.
Then I feel like Logan is, honestly.
Logan, man. Money in the Bank, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, Saudi Arabia match for the world title. But like, it's not like he's doing crappy in these matches. Like, they're all really, really good.
No, and he has like a big, he has at least one memorable moment from all of them.
Yeah. And it's like good ones. And also, even like little things, like when he helped out Rey Mysterio, remember that? Where he kind of saved Rey from that injury. It could have been really bad.
Yes.
He had like the good ring IQ where like he knew to move and grab him and do that. Like little things like that.
He has the awareness that you need to keep everybody safe.
And we might not see it, the casual fans, but like the veterans in the back are like seeing it. They go, all right, like he's legit. Like, he like cares and he knows what he's like. He knows what's going on.
He's putting in the work.
He's putting in the work. Like,
and he's thinking about it. You can tell that he thinks about what he does.
Yeah. And I like when he went to Kevin Owens' pod and Kevin Owens was just like smacking his head against the glass. I just love Kevin Owens so much.
Kevin Owens is an international treasure. We all must save him.
And I really want him to win every single belt one day.
I know.
Just like, I want him to win. I just want him to win.
Oh, you want him to do the WWE 12 Sheamus thing?
Yes. That,
he's just holding all them.
I forgot that was a thing too. Actually, that popped up on my TikTok the other day.
Yeah, mine too.
I get now random wrestling cutscenes, and I'm like, these were in WWE games back in the day. Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you now what it is, but just look up what the original SmackDown versus Raw storylines were that involved Tori Wilson, Sable, and all that.
Don't mistake. SmackDown versus Raw 2007. I feuded with Trish Stratus and Chris Masters several times.
Although, but I'm talking about the original, the first SmackDown versus Raw.
The first one?
When Vince McMahon was on the cover. Well, he's redacted too, I feel like, at this
redacted
point.
Redacted was on the cover.
Chintz McMahon.
Chintz. Mince.
Mince McVan.
McVan.
No, but like, go see what those, yeah. Those cutscenes. I'm like, oh, wow. These games got released to the public. Would not fly today whatsoever. Still better than the regular WWE 2K ones too, because those early 2K ones were just not so good too. So we got Rollins versus McIntyre, which we expected too.
Yeah.
The main event, Rhea Ripley, hometown hero, defeated Nia Jax to retain the Women's World Championship. Did we expect anything less?
No.
I'm very happy.
This is her. Brutality.
Big pop.
Big pop. Oh. As expected.
Well, I mean, I expect them.
Like, I was hoping. I know the chamber matches, usually one of them usually main events, but in this case, I was like, come on. You can't not have Rhea.
No, I knew she was going to be the main event, too. Like, I figured it would be the case, too. I figured that was going to be. But I'm like, oh, Nia Jax in the main event, though. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's the one. That's the
well,
one.
Did you hear what was supposed to be another match on this card?
I saw it somewhere on a Facebook group. They shared the original like before everything happened, the original chamber card was going to be. Wasn't it like Punk was going to win?
The chamber, yeah.
Yeah. The Rock was going to be on the Grayson Waller effect.
Yep.
Cody Rhodes versus, was it Drew or somebody or Seth?
Yeah.
It was something, one of those two.
Cody versus Drew for like the right to face Seth or something.
Something like that, too. Cause I think.
Or no.
Wasn't it Dom versus Bork Besner?
Yes.
Yeah, but like there was another one on there too. Like,
there was. Well, no. So there was another match that was planned after, because it was Cody and Drew. Seth did have an opponent before he got hurt.
What was the opponent again? Was it? What was
Bronson?
That's right.
They were going to put him with Bronson for another hometown.
Oh, that's right. Because Bronson, I think.
Well, he's New Zealand, but.
Yeah, he's from that
region, area.
So that makes sense too. I think he wasn't even going to be, he wasn't there at all because, I think it's like the birth of his child or something there too.
Yeah,
Triple H, so congrats to him by the way too. He would have gotten a huge pop there also.
Yes,
I can't wait to see more Bronson.
Yeah, they would have gotten the three hometown pops, and I think Rhea, they still main event.
No, yeah, well, no, definitely would have. Maybe have Reed open the card with that then, you know, something like that. Kind of
you opening. Go like Reed a chamber, like Cody and Drew. Grayson, the Waller effect.
The Kabuki Chamber, Warriors.
The Kabuki Warriors.
Sting's last match.
The Gobbledygooker.
The Gobbledygooker. Oh,
the debut of The Undertaker.
Yeah, the re-debut, the repackaging.
The repackaging of the debut.
But I also forgot to mention this too. AJ Styles coming across the pond just to attack LA Knight. What's up with that?
Yeah, like we've said before, guess who's facing each other at WrestleMania?
Yeah, like, would you do that? Would you fly across the world just to...
If I hated somebody enough.
Yeah, right? Like, people are going to be like, what the heck? That's master.
I spent all of this money and spent 20 hours on a plane.
Yeah.
To specifically...
They're going to... They're going to have a WrestleMania match, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have a WrestleMania. And on chat, and also, I was surprised R-Truth didn't make an appearance. I know he was in Austria, but I'm surprised he didn't... I'm surprised he didn't make an appearance, though, for the Judgment Day match, too.
AJ Styles versus
L.A. Knight. Yeah. Overall, the chamber was pretty good, though.
It was.
Can't complain about the chamber.
No.
Lastly, to get out of here, our favorite show.
AEW. Say you want a revolution.
We haven't talked a lot of AEW stuff because, quite frankly, there's not a lot to talk about with AEW, to be honest with you, too.
No, when Tony actually makes it an announcement that's worthwhile, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. I'm going to pull up the match here, too. AEW Revolution, the preview. The thing is on the bottom here, too. The World Tag Team Championship. This is the first match on here. Sting and Darby Allin, the champions, versus the Young Bucks in a tornado tag team match. And this is apparently advertised as Sting's last match. Yes. One, no, it's not. I can already put money on it.
I don't trust it.
And two, if it is, are they really going to have the Young Bucks be the one to have Sting take the pin from the Young Bucks to be the champions?
Yes.
So you think the Young Bucks are going to win this one?
Yes.
Are they going to have the accolade of pinning Sting in his last match?
Yes, but not without help.
You think it's good because the tornado tag rules, right? Or
sort of. I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Sting's partner is not going to be friendly to him by the end of the match.
You think Darby's going to turn on him?
If this is Sting's last match, it makes sense.
And then, I don't think it's going to be last. I think the Young Bucks are going to put over, Sting is going to put over the Young Bucks. I'm going to have a Darby versus Sting match at Double or Nothing, maybe, right? Maybe?
Probably. Either way, I think if this is supposed to be Sting's last match, I think
it's not Sting's last. It's not Sting's last match, though, right? Like, No. Where's, hold on, let me get the soundboard here. Hold on. Give me a second here, Mike. The soundboard, right? Is it going to be?
No.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Well, yes, but do you think it's going to be his last match?
No. That's gone too far.
You think the Young Bucks are actually going to lose to Sting in his last match?
No. That's gone too far.
Are you sure Sting is going to not wrestle ever again?
No.
Any other things, Mike? I want to keep playing this. Sting.
No.
Do we think Sting? No, we don't think Sting. We just don't think Sting.
Yeah, it's just not going to sting well with me that he's going to put up with the Young Bucks.
That's going to sting.
That's really bad. The international championship, Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong. I feel like this could be a sneaky good match, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it could be.
I have Cassidy winning this one, but I think Strong's going to put on a show here, I feel like.
I agree. This is going to be a good match, but Cassidy's going to win.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be like one of the longer matches. I feel like it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah. They'll let them work.
Oh, 100%. This one's gonna be a lot of work too. Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita. It's gonna be. Yes. Well, not gonna be. It's gonna be. Money. You don't need a title. I don't need a title for this match.
No, we don't need.
Don't need a title. It's gotta be Ospreay, right?
I think Ospreay.
Yeah. I mean, if Takeshita wins, that'd be huge for him too. But I think Ospreay's going to win this one.
Oh.
What?
I could definitely see this being where Okada debuts, if he's debuting on the show.
Oh, you think he's going to debut this?
On Ospreay.
Didn't we talk about this, that he would debut around this time?
Yes.
It could be a good shot, too. But he's not going to debut in the early parts. I think it's going to be the main event, right? And they're not going to put Ospreay and Takeshita on.
It's weird Tony. Things. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, he's not going to be debuting at Big Business. Did we miss Big Business?
No.
No.
Is it going to be good?
No.
Is it going to be the best show of the year?
No. That's gone too far.
Ooh, is this for Raw tonight? Zayn versus Nakamura? I'm going to tune in for that, by the way.
Shinsuke. Nakamura. Rick Boogs.
Do you miss Rick Boogs? I do.
I do.
A little bit here and there, too. What was on here? Next one. Well, this is Albert's favorite match. Albert will not be making an appearance tonight, too. He just told me that he won't be there, which is we'll see Albert next week. I need his cue, the big meaty men slapping meat. So just picture that sound bit playing while I'm doing this match.
Big meaty men slapping meat.
Thank you. Wardlow versus Powerhouse Hobbs versus Lance Archer versus a to be announced. Who's the other one? Did they announce the other one yet?
They have not. In fact, Bert sent something. They may not be announcing anybody anymore, so that should be a triple threat. But anyway.
In a meat madness match. I can't even make the joke because I don't even know what a meat madness match is. Is it like a Fish City street market fight?
It might be.
Are you going to look at what a meat?
Okay. I'm literally looking. I'm looking at an article from Cage Side Seats.
Okay. Reliable source.
The title of the article is AEW adds some juicy steaks to the meat madness match. That is the
plan. Okay, what is the juicy steaks of the match?
I don't know. Let me read.
So this is just like this three big meaty men slapping meat, though. This, I mean, I will definitely be tuning this one, no doubt about it. Now, who's going to win? Now, I truthfully have no idea. Hobbs? I don't know. I really don't know who's going to win this match. Also, like, what's the juicy stakes of this match? Is it a title shot? It's got
no. Right? They just meant the two. They meant Powerhouse Hobbs and Lance Archer.
Oh, what? That's it?
Juicy stakes. Oh. There is no confirmation as to what Meat Madness means.
Is this going to have like meat on the ring post and slap each other with it? Is it the worst? Maybe. Is that a worst stipulated match?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm going to be honest. If that's the case, I'd rather like a dog collar match.
What about the, what's better, this or the exploding death barbed wire match?
Ooh, I will reserve judgment until I see the Meat Madness match.
Or a Kennel from Hell match. Where there was the cage with the Hell in a Cell and dogs were not even ferocious. They were pooping everywhere. Which they didn't put two and two together thinking about that. But anyway, you know.
No.
It's not better than the Fish Market Street Fight because that's like top.
No, player. Not at all.
Reverse Battle Royal, bad. Meat Madness, it has potential. What do you say?
Punjabi Prison.
Ooh. Great Khali was only one of those. So let's just be clear. It was a match made for him, and he wasn't clear for the second one. So it was Batista versus The Big Show in a Punjabi prison match. I don't understand that match at all. Who do you got winning the meat madness match? The March Madness match. Oh, I get it.
No, oh, you just got that.
Oh, you. I just got it. That's for me, and this is for why. But this is me just putting two and two together. Why it's Meat Madness. Tony Khan, you are.
No.
I see you. No. Awful. Wardlow. I'll take Wardlow.
Wardlow? I don't even like, what do you like? It's like, what do you win?
I don't know what you have to do to win this match, so I don't.
Is a cooking steak? I actually want to see all three of them in a cooking challenge. That'd be kind of good. I want to see that. That would be good.
I feel like Archer's like secretly like.
Oh, no, it's got to be. No, if that was the case, I'd pick Archer. He looks like he's very good at the grill.
He looks like he's a grill master.
Yeah, 100%. Albert Doner has entered the chat. FTR versus the Blackpool Combat Club. That's gonna be good. I don't need belts for that. You don't need belts. Actually, I would rather have the belts on this tag team than the one.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I actually would have one of these teams facing Sting and Darby Allin. Just throwing it out there too. FTR.
Yeah.
Probably. It doesn't matter to me who wins this one because I'm gonna like.
No, it doesn't. I think again, this is one of those matches where it's like, as long as it's a good match, no one will care who wins.
Yeah, you need those every once in a while too.
Yeah.
This one, the Continental Crown Championship, the brand new. Right? This is the new championship, right?
Or something. This is that new thing where they it's three belts in one.
But what are the other two belts again? No, wait. I actually just already, Mike, but I think you got to refresh everybody on this one. So it's two separate belts. And if you have two belts, then you get the third belt. And that's when you're the constant. No, that's not what I thought. That's what it was.
It's just three belts.
No. But I thought it was like you had to win both of them and then you get the third one. You know what I mean?
I believe it's you just get all three of them if you win.
So you don't have to get one. It's not a collecting.
There is one belt, but it is represented.
I thought it was like a challenge in a game, like a video game where you have to get this belt first, then this belt. Then once you unlock these two belts, you get these belts and you unlock the third belt, which is the Continental Crown Championship. It's just fight for a crown, honestly. It should be like a crown. I'm confused. I'm so confused on this thing too. But as Mike is into it, this is the it's Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson for the match. I'll tell you the stipulation after. Did you get it, Mike, what the Continental Crown Championship is? Because I will.
It is a component. So there is the AEW Continental Championship. Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yes. Okay. Wait.
Oh, God. You mean wait? Oh, come on.
It is a component
yes.
of what AEW promotes as the American Triple Crown Championship.
Okay. So not the TNT.
Also.
So you don't need. So no TNT, no. You know, so right. A regular Triple Crown, which would be the AEW and the TNT Championship and the tag belts. No, they had to make a separate one for those three. Okay.
There is the American Triple Crown Championship, also referred to as the Continental Crown Championship, comprised of the AEW Continental Championship, the Ring of Honor World Title, and the Strong Openweight Championship from New Japan. So when you see a match like this, in which it is said that you will win the Continental Crown Championship, you will win the AEW Continental Championship, the Ring of Honor World Title, and the Strong Openweight Title all at the same time if you win.
What? You can't win them separately?
No, no, no. They are not currently defending them separately at any point.
Why can't you just do that, man? Just then call. What are we doing?
That's why it came down to like people that were holding those belts.
My head hurts. Like generally speaking, like my head hurts. Okay, so the stipulation is if
one pin here,
yes,
you win three titles.
Okay, so everybody gets a trophy. So if Danielson loses, he must shake Eddie Kingston's hand.
Yes.
Is this like the worst stipulation in a match ever?
They're trying to make it a matter of disrespect between the two of them.
Yeah.
But yes, it is.
Is it worse than the Kiss My Foot match?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
What about the shaving head one?
Maybe.
Ooh. What about the Kiss My Arse match from Sheamus and Dolph Ziggler?
No, I'm not going that far.
This is a weird stipulation. Like it's
a weird system of titles you win and a weird stipulation.
I kind of want to see Danielson shake the hand. I want to see how they do
this. Yeah, I think Kingston's going to win. So.
I just want to see what they do here with that. You know, you can't just make a weird stipulation like that and that you've never seen before and not do it. If this has been done in previous years, then I would have said Danielson, but they've never done the stipulation. I just want to see how AW can mess this up potentially.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, AW fans. You can come back.
That's where we're at.
That's just where we're at. I just want to see what the hell they can do. If this was in WWE, though, we'd be ripping this apart like for weeks on end, though. So 100% on that. The TNT Championship. Your father's favorite wrestler, Christian Cage versus Daniel Garcia. I keep forgetting Christian Cage is TNT champion. And yep. I don't know why this heel Christian Cage, I shouldn't like it, but I do. I don't know why. It's just funny to me.
The disrespecting father's Christian Cage.
I don't know why. I just find it entertaining. I don't know why. It's just hilarious. Go ahead.
No. It's just there's something about it that's like funny.
Yeah, it's stupid. But it's like, I want Christian Cage to retain. I just want to see what he can do after that. So, I don't know.
Where's Adam Copeland?
Who?
Edge.
Adam Copeland, Edge. Vertical. Get it? Because
vertical, yes.
Where is it? Did you pick a winner here?
Surface, yes.
Sir. You got any others?
Rhombus.
That's funny. That's good. Who'd you pick again? I pick Christian Cage. Yeah. He's going to hold the belt for the rest of the year. Just have him do that, right?
Rest of time.
Tony Storm versus Deonna Purrazzo for the Women's Championship. I want Purrazzo to win.
I want Tony Storm to win. I enjoy this character.
It is a good character, though. But I'm also just a fan of Purrazzo. You know,
So am I. I think she's got time to win the belt, though. Yeah, no.
We need more Italians in wrestling, too. So throw it out there, too.
Santino Marella.
Yeah. He's Canadian.
He's Italian, though.
Yeah, I know, but he's Canadian.
His last name's Corelli.
Yeah, I know, but he's Canadian.
Ariana Grace is Italian, being that she's the daughter of
Santino. Tom says, LOL. Yeah, because we need more Italian. We need more Italians in wrestling, too. We need a faction of Italian wrestlers. Who would that faction be of Italian wrestlers?
Nunzio.
No.
Chuck Palumbo.
Oh, God. Vito.
Big Vito.
What was it? Tommy Dreamer?
No, it was like Tommy. It was like Tommy Salami or something.
No,
like
so that was Tommy Stromboli.
It might have been. No, Johnny Stromboli.
Oh, Johnny Stromboli. Tommy.
Who Johnny? Hold on, Johnny Stromboli was someone completely different before that, though.
Oh, also by the way, shout out to also Tommy Dreamer being a great authority figure in TNA. By the way,
he's fantastic.
Not expect him to be a great authority figure in TNA. I want him to be general manager for TNA. I want that to be the thing for him.
That's who Johnny Stromboli was.
Is it Paul Buchanan?
No, it's Remember TNA?
Yeah.
Remember Relic? The creepy dude in the mask.
Oh,
to like the heel to the S word.
Yes.
I don't want to say because I don't want us to get.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
but,
yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes,
manic.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah. He was Relic.
So it was him, Palumbo, and Nunzio. That was the FBI?
At one point, I think so.
Yeah, full-blooded Italians.
Full-blooded Italians.
Yeah, and they fought against Tajiri and Akio. I remember that, too. Remember that?
Yes.
And they had somebody else in that group, too. That was a weird time in SmackDown,
so,
by the way.
Yeah, so it was... Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't even realize how many.
No, I meant the WWE era ones.
Hold on. I'm looking.
I know there was more outside of them. I'm talking about the ones in WWE.
Yeah. So it was Nunzio, Chuck Palumbo, and Johnny Stromboli to start. And then Nunzio, Vito, and...
Remember when Vito wore a dress?
Yes. SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 or 6
yeah.
or 7.
Yeah.
Then on the ECW brand, Tracy Smothers, Tony Mameluke, Big Guido, and JT Smith accompanied Little Guido, which was, Nunzio.
Wasn't Nunzio Little Guido?
Yes. They were now managed by the newest member, Trinity.
Naomi?
No. Surprisingly, no. I thought the same thing. Okay. She's legitimately Italian. Her name is Stephanie Finaccio.
Italian?
Apparently.
You think so? For that name?
I may have. Yeah. I may have picked up on a little bit of an Italian name there.
So, I want Peraza to win, but I mean, I think the Storm character is going really well. So I'll say Storm as well, too.
Remember, chin up. It's out.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Awful.
Don't do that.
No, I didn't say it.
I'm mouthful.
No.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Awful.
I mean, yeah. The World Championship: Samoa Joe versus Hangman Page versus Swerve Strickland. This is going to be good, though.
Yes,
this is gonna be a fun match. Now, who wins? I'm saying Samoa Joe, but I really want Swerve to win this one.
I know you do.
I have a feeling they're going to do it. I want them to. I don't want Page to win, to be honest with you. I don't think
Page is going to win. No, I think this is about continuing Page versus Strickland.
Yeah.
I think Joe's gonna win.
Yeah, but I really want to find.
And he's gonna pin Paige because Paige is like, is it me or is Hangman falling out with
AEW
things? Yeah, like
I just don't like he like that. I've never seen a bigger downfall from world title. And granted, Paige is still a great wrestler. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's good. Like, his moves are great. I mean, I just feel like he's just fallen. He's just dropped completely.
Well, the thing is, it's almost like they fulfilled what Tony said when they started the company, which is he's going to be our fourth world champion.
Yeah. And then after that, they go, okay.
We've done that. Right. We've done that. Now we don't need to use you anymore.
Yeah. And I think he needs to leave and go somewhere else.
Yes. I think he needs to go to Japan. I think he'd be fantastic.
He was great in Japan before.
Yeah.
Remember, he had a good run in Japan, too.
Yeah.
NXT?
No.
WWE? He might. He would kind of fit well there.
TNA.
Yeah, he'd be better in TNA.
He'd be world champion in TNA.
But I think the fall is just so crazy for me. Remember, we were so hyped, but he won the title. And then when he won...
Oh, we were so excited.
But when he won, I don't remember having, like, legitimate fun, like, a fun run with the belt. Like, I just didn't...
No, he won for the sake of winning.
Yeah, and then, like, he was put on not in the main event because they still had Kenny in them in the main event, right, too. And all that. Yeah, well, shocked by that, too. Yeah, I want Swerve to win. I know you do.
I think it would be awesome if Swerve won.
He definitely will be at some point, right?
I hope so. I would love to see him back in WWE because I think Hunter will use him a lot better.
Hunter liked him a lot in NXT. He was used a lot in NXT.
He got forced into Hit Row.
Yeah, but it kind of worked though with Hit Row.
It did, except for I felt like they got put together just to be put together. Vince didn't have a plan.
Yeah.
Redacted didn't have a plan.
Redacted. Mintz McVan.
VKM. Voodoo Kid Mafia didn't have a plan.
I can't believe last week I put two and two together when you said that too, by the way. So shout out to you, by the way. That's it for AW Revolution. I think that's it with the show, right? Got a lot of stuff out of it.
A lot of
reviews and previews and a lot of good stuff too. Sting's last match. I don't believe it.
Nope.
Don't believe it. Mike, this is a good show, as per usual. Now, I throw it to you. Any parting words for us?
You know I do.
Thank you
for watching and listening wherever and whenever you may be. We appreciate your love and support because we are fans that do this for you, the fans. And so, yes, we thank you for always tuning in and watching and giving us comments and things like that, because we really appreciate it. If you like what we do, check out some of the other stuff we do. Fonz has a Slick Back Kickback Report, as well as Fonz Talks Jerseys.
Hello.
Been putting out great content over there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy that has a good time.
Oh, thank you.
And he went to St. Bonaventure. So.
Oh, go Bonnies. They beat UMass.
Yes, they did. The new MAC team, UMass.
Yeah.
See, we forced them out.
Yeah, we did. We kicked them out. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens when you lose to the Bonnies. You can't be in the conference anymore.
I'm going for the Knicks fan. Knicks people who are bashing the Knicks. I got the list ready. All right.
He does have the list.
Mm-hmm.
Albert has a YouTube channel under the name Grillbert Supreme, where he has a bunch of great videos over there, including a comic convention compilation montage that he put together very excellently. And there is a short film on there in which Fonz has magic powers. When the three of us are able to get together, he says he has a plan for Fonz and I that has to do with professional wrestling, and I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely be doing that this year.
Yes. And if for some reason you find that you like me,
we do,
which you have proven that you do, and I appreciate that greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Check me out on Cinco Squad. I actually have a new episode of The Rotation coming out very soon. Got a new episode of Cinco Squad coming out this week. And if you are in any area of the Florida spring training games, there may be a Cinco Squad sighting at your local spring training game in the next coming week or so.
Hmm.
I may or may not be flying to Florida on Friday.
Huh.
Huh.
Hmm.
So stay tuned on our social medias for more on that and the ongoing progress of that trip.
Hmm.
Bonds, your parting words.
My parting words, definitely want to check out Mike's stuff. Mike put some great content. You definitely want to check that out too. I'm going to get him and the boys on for Slick Back very soon now.
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Fonz Talks Jersey did the AFC uniform breakdown that came out today of all the records, and I'm officially done with doing football uniforms. I'm focusing on the MLB. I got to do my MLB season preview for the uniforms too, and for review and preview, by the way, if you want to check it out, I'm going to be doing my PowerPoint presentation. It's been taking months of an effect of the Mets franchise of how that makes me sad, why I'm wearing an A's hat too. And I'll be also doing the Oz presentation with Albert at some point as well too. Yes. So we got to get up. This week is just a bunch of catching up on everything, because I said football was taking over everything with Fonz Talk. Don't start a YouTube channel during the football season with uniforms, especially with uniforms, especially right at the time where every league was debuting uniforms too.
Yep.
But now I'm clear. Now I'm going to clean up some other stuff, and then we're going into it. So definitely check out my stuff, but check out also Cinco Squad. Everything else with review and preview as well too. We have hockey, we got baseball, we got the actual full review and preview show. The drafts come, got a lot of draft things coming up too. So you definitely want to stick around for that as well too. And some wrestling too. What are we going to talk about next week? We're just going to do a whole list of Sting's next week's 10 count, our favorite Sting matches of all time. Mike, I already announced that we're doing that. All right,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. All right. Have a good day. Good night. Good evening when you guys are watching this. Oh, I did a little slick back in here as well. I don't know why I did that. I'm just hyped up. Mike,
instinct
show. Yeah, instinct naturally. I talk too much. I really do. My voice hurts. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Mike, two's going out of here. I'm not even going to do it. It's not worth it. No, I'm just kidding. It's Michael Knock is out of time. Baby! Doesn't stop.
Nope.